Feelings versus Truth: What the Gospel Says About Mixing God and Government. In this episode of United Patriots Uprising, Gary Binford welcomes Bishop E.W. Jackson, issues a biblical wake-up call. Feelings-based culture is dismantling America's foundations, and too many pastors are helping. God isn't optional in government. If God ordained government, how can you take him out of it? That question launched a bold and bracing conversation between Gary Binford and Bishop E.W. Jackson, who returned to United Patriots Uprising to revisit one of the show's most foundational themes, God and government. Do they mix? Jackson's answer: they must. And rejecting that reality is why America is unraveling. Embed interview here. We're not just in a constitutional crisis, Jackson warned. We're in a cultural crisis, one being led by forces hellbent on destroying our Judeo-Christian foundations. He traced our nation's unraveling to a singular deception: that man can govern without God. That feelings outweigh truth. That political correctness and cultural idols should dictate what can be preached, taught, or defended. And that lie, Jackson says, has infected the church. Why the church withdrew, and why it can't anymore. The left didn't need to defeat the church to take over America. Instead, it just needed the church to fall asleep. And that's exactly what Jackson says happened. Deception, cowardice, laziness, and the unwillingness to offend people, those are the reasons why the church retreated, he said. There is no constitutional right not to be offended. Jesus himself is a rock of offense. According to Jackson, the infiltration was deliberate. Quoting the naked communist, he pointed to Marxist goals to corrupt the church from within. In fact, these forces sent agents to preach false gospels, social justice, name it, claim it, or worst of all, a gospel that denies Jesus Christ. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. As a result, many churches now care more about not offending feelings than about declaring truth. Scripture, John chapter 8 verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But, Jackson reminds us, it's not just any truth, it's the truth you know. That sets you free. Without truth, ignorance, fear, and compromise remain the devil's tools to keep the church in bondage. The age of feelings idolatry. America has elevated feelings to the highest form of truth. Jackson calls this feelings idolatry, where the standard isn't righteousness but emotional affirmation. My feelings matter more than your facts. If I feel something is right, then it's wrong for you to tell me otherwise. And if you do, you're hateful. That's the prevailing belief, and it's killing the church's witness. Instead of standing on scripture, many Christians adopt the world's standards. For instance, they vote based on skin color, class envy, and party loyalty instead of God's righteousness. Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3-4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And Bishop Jackson sees the effects everywhere. Churches that reject biblical authority, pastors afraid to name sin, and believers who remain silent on abortion, marriage, and transgender lies because it might offend. When race becomes religion, few issues reveal America's spiritual deception more clearly than race. Jackson exposed how many black churches have exchanged the gospel for grievance. You tell me what your identity is, Jackson said, and I'll tell you who your God is. He rebuked Christians who prioritize racial identity over biblical identity, who can quote critical race theorists but not scripture, who invite Louis Farrakhan to preach but reject Christ-honoring men as Uncle Toms. Scripture, Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In essence, Jackson argues that race has become a false religion, and too many black voters are pledging allegiance to a party that celebrates abortion, sexual confusion, and the destruction of the family. There is no courage without conflict. From the prophets to John the Baptist to Jesus himself, speaking truth always brings opposition. Therefore, Bishop Jackson warns that the church must expect that. You can't be courageous without conflict, he said. If you're going to shine light in darkness, the darkness will try to put it out. Scripture, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Instead of hiding, Jackson calls the church to step forward, to embrace God's role for them in government, culture, and truth. The Constitution still matters, but only if we defend it. As part of his Stand America ministry, Bishop Jackson is urging believers to revive Constitution Day and call for it to become a federal holiday. The Constitution, he argues, cannot survive if citizens are ignorant of what it says or why it exists. Furthermore, he warns, the Constitution only protects a moral people. And without God, morality disappears. Scripture, Psalm chapter 33 verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Key takeaways. You can't remove God from government without destroying liberty. The church's silence has enabled Marxist deception and moral collapse. Feelings are not truth. Truth is what God says. Race is not a religion. Biblical identity must come first. Courage means conflict. We must speak up while we still can. Where to watch and learn more? United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford on YouTube. Stand America. Bishop E.W. Jackson's Ministry. Stand Constitution Day live stream.